We are joined this morning by Michelle Baumhofer. She is the Director of Consumer Marketing with the Iowa Beef Industry Council. We're going to talk burgers this morning. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
It's great to talk burgers. The weather's been so nice. I smell a lot of them driving down the road these days.
Exactly. It's like the best of both worlds. You can go out and grill your own because the weather's been fabulous. Or, of course, if you want to give yourself a break, you can visit one of Iowa's hundreds of great restaurants that serve outstanding burgers.
Well, burgers are kind of an all-American food. A lot of us enjoy burgers at a lot of different times of the year, but when we get to do it on somebody else's time, let somebody else do the work, it's even better. And there are a lot of establishments in Iowa that have some really, really top-notch burgers.
You know, you're exactly right. That's the one thing that I think is so great about Iowa's Best Burger Contest is that burgers fit into any menu. Whether it's a high-end white tablecloth restaurant or your local bar and grill or we have bowling alleys, you know, burgers are something that fits any menu and also any taste because there's such a wide variety of flavors and condiments and toppings that can go on them. So truly, burgers are something just outstanding that any Iowan can enjoy no matter what their preferences throughout our state.
Well, the Iowa Beef Industry Council, along with the Iowa Cattlemen's Association, for the third time now this year, sponsoring Iowa's Best Burger Contest. Michelle, are you surprised how this has grown over just 3 years?
You know, a little bit. I think we're humbled. We're just really humbled and, again, amazed on how dedicated people are to the burger. I mean, it's really a craveable factor. People love burgers. And even though we know that, the outpouring of nominations that we have received just overwhelms us on people's just, you know, dedication and loyalty to their favorite and also their favorite restaurants in their communities.
Can you talk a little bit about the nomination process? Because I know you're partway through and now you've narrowed it down to kind of a final 10 and are moving forward there. But you had a lot of people nominate restaurants this year.
We did, and that's what we really like about this contest is that we leave it up to Iowans. Our first step is we gather nominations, and anyone can nominate a burger from a restaurant here in Iowa, and this year we had 4,250 nominations that we received, which is about 700 more than we had the year before. So truly, you know, people like their burgers, they're dedicated to their burgers, and they want to tell everyone else about their burgers. And of those well over 4,200 nominations, they came from more than 212 different restaurants across our state. So really statewide, we received nominations. Now, this is the first step. So now that Iowans spoke and how we got those top 10 was by picking the restaurants that received the most nominations for their burgers. So truly, this top 10 was developed by Iowans and their choice of burgers and their favorite restaurant. So that's step one. We've got the top 10.
Now, this isn't I own a restaurant, so I'm going to nominate my burger. This is people who enjoy the burgers so much, they decided to nominate someone's restaurant.
Exactly. That's what this is. This is someone who's been to a restaurant and said, you know what, they have a fabulous burger. They need to be nominated for Iowa's Best Burger Contest. So, you know, these are local people that are making those nominations on burgers that they find great, and that's how our top 10 was developed.
Well, I love the list that's down here for this year, too, because you've got big city, small town, you've got some that are relatively famous places that are very popular places to go, but then you've got some others that are like a bowling center or a bar and grill type thing. You've got really the whole range.
Exactly. And that is what I think is, again, it's just the community. It really draws the community together because you've got really small towns and then you've got Des Moines and the Drake Diner, which has been around for years. But then you've got the Ritz and Arnold Park, which is a, you know, more of a seasonal attraction. And, of course, we've got two bowling alleys with Sac Silly Bowling Center and also the Coon Bowl. So, again, in those communities, that's a place that people gather and eat, and they're proud of the food that their establishments serve.
Michelle, what do people say when they nominate?
You know, that's your mouth would water when you hear these nominations is because we do, you know, they give these comments, and they're, you know, best burger ever, melt in your mouth, sensation, great flavors. I mean, it's that kinds of things that after I read all of the nominations, I'm like, I want to go there because they make the burgers just sound so good.
Well, and that's why they got nominated in the first place. The Farmer's Kitchen here in Atlantic is one that got nominated. Do you know any specifics about that particular location?
You know, I can tell you, we had quite a few nominations for that, and this is actually their third year as being nominated. But, you know, they really talk about CJ's Cyhawk Burger and how great that is. So I know that they've got a lot of fans right there in Atlantic for their burgers.
You know, that's what makes this kind of interesting. It's kind of sometimes, you know, if you're going to a dog show, And you watch a dog show. How in the world do you choose between the poodle and the German Shepherd? You know, there's such a variety in different types of animals there, even though they're all dogs. But with burgers, it's kind of the same way. You talk about a burger, but there's so many different ways to fix it and prepare it. How do you compare one from the other?
You know, that's a really tough job, and I don't really envy our judges because that's what they've been tasked to do. So now that we've got the top 10, now we've got this panel of judges that are going out and they're visiting these finalists and trying these burgers. And we give them some guidelines. You know, we're looking for taste, we're looking for appearance and creativity, and then, of course, proper doneness, because food safety, of course, is such a huge issue for all of us to make sure that we're in line. So they've been tasked to do that, and it is a lot of personal preference. On what different flavors they like and combinations they like. But it's really a challenge to really narrow it down. And I'm sure if we had another set of judges, they might come up with a winner completely different than the one we have this year will come up with.
Yeah, it's always a matter of taste. And I beg to differ with you, by the way. What do you mean you don't envy their job? I would love to have that job.
Well, I just think I would just be overwhelmed because I know on the finalists that I have tried in the years past, it's like, ooh, this is really good. And then I go to the next one, it's like, ooh, this is really good. So it's hard to narrow it down to just one, I think.
It really is. Well, do you guys get a lot of publicity? I mean, here we are sitting and visiting about this. Do you get a lot of publicity? Do these restaurants, does this really pay off for them to be nominated like this?
Absolutely. It does. And I think that's another thing that amazes me is, as just general consumers and how interested they are in this contest. And I've heard all of the finalists last year talk about how new people came into their restaurants and they saw a new business because people wanted to try their burger because they heard that it made the top 10 list. So I've also heard of some people that go out and do a burger tour. They are driving from, you know, maybe they're going from the Des Moines area to Quad Cities or to Omaha, and they think, oh, there's the best burger location, and they stop down and try that on their way. So truly, it is impactful for these restaurants to make it the top 10.
So these restaurants, they really love this opportunity.
I think so, because it gets more people in their restaurants and even in these small communities. Again, we're going back to, you know, where those places are located, and a lot of them are these small towns, and if you didn't know that it's there, you might drive right by, but it's really great that it builds awareness for a small community and a great restaurant that resides in that.
Very good. Well, and then all this work now that's left with the judges bouncing from place to place to test them out. Now, will the restaurant owners know when they're there?
Absolutely not. Because we want those judges to have an authentic visit like any other customer. I think it's really important that when we, you know, publicize this has Iowa's best burger, that, you know, that any customer that walks in there is going to have that experience. So our judges are anonymous, and no one knows who they are. They will not say that they're the judge. So I think that keeps in line where we just make sure that this is a great experience, that anyone who visits that restaurant is going to have that experience.
Well, very good. So they don't all show up at once with badges on or something.
Nope, definitely. And if you've got anybody that says they're a judge, you might check them out because they're giving you a line, because our judges have been strictly told not to say that they're judges. So.
Yeah, they're just trying to get a free burger, aren't they?
Exactly.
Well, all this leads up to, in the next few weeks, us judging will be done. And then as we get into May, which, of course, is beef month, that's when you'll announce the winner.
Exactly. That's what it's all about. Beef, and Iowa's beef producers across our state do such a tremendous job. You know, it's we need the restaurant business, the restaurant business needs us, so this is a perfect partnership, and we're really proud of the job that our farmers do every day of the year to produce a safe, wholesome, delicious product. This is a great way to really put a spotlight on those partners that bring it to the consumer's plate.
Oh, and everybody's got a different idea of the best burger, too. That's what makes it so much fun. Well, Michelle, thank you very much for your time, and good luck with the contest. We look forward to hearing the winner.
Thank you, Jim. We'll let you know.